Adaptive optics imaging breaks the central caustic cusp approach degeneracy in high magnification microlensing events, by Sean K. Terry et al. We report new results for the gravitational microlensing target OGL 2011-BL GO950 from Adaptive Optics, AO, images using the Keck Observatory. The original analysis by Choi et al. 2012 reports degenerate solutions between planetary and stellar binary lens systems. This is due to a degeneracy in high magnification events where the shape of the light curve peak can be explained by a source approach to two different cusp geometries with different source radius crossing times. This particular case is the most important type of degeneracy for exoplanet demographics, because the distinction between a planetary mass or stellar binary companion has direct consequences for microlensing exoplanet statistics. The 8- and 10-year baselines between the event and the Keck observations allow us to directly measure a relative proper motion of 4.20 plus or minus 0.21 mass per year, which confirms the detection of the lens star system and directly rules out the planetary companion models that predict a approximately 4 times smaller relative proper motion. The combination of the lens brightness and close stellar binary light curve parameters yield primary and secondary star masses of Ma equals 1.12 carat plus 0.06 to 0.04 msun and Mb equals 0.47 carat plus 0.04 to 0.03 msun at a distance of dl equals 6.70 carat plus 0.55 to 0.30 kpc, and a primary-secondary projected separation of 0.39 carat plus 0.05 to 0.04 astronomical units. Since this degeneracy is likely to be common, the high-resolution imaging method described here will be used to disentangle the central caustic cusp approach degeneracy for events observed by the Roman Exoplanet Microlensing Survey using the Roman images taken near the beginning or end of the survey. This was Adaptive Optics Imaging Breaks the Central Caustic Cusp Approach Degeneracy in High Magnification Microlensing Events, by Sean K. Terry et al.